You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to report on what in the world is trending now. Somebody won the Powerball jackpot last night,
what
Jeremy.
What a jerk.
And it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
And it wasn't you.
Here we sit. Wow.
Someone in Arizona matched all the numbers and won $473 million.
Good God. Can you imagine what's going on in their life this morning?
The cash payout, Jer, after taxes are factored in, will be around $272 million. I was just doing the math on that. This is after taxes. This is the check they will get.
Okay.
And you could spend $1 million every month for almost 23 years.
Which some people do.
Some people don't do.
Would you go into work that morning?
Darn right I would.
I would too, and I'd go up to every person and say, suck it, suck it, suck it.
Well, nice to know how you feel about all of us.
Suck it. And then I'd leave.
Okay.
Except you, I wouldn't say it to you.
You shake my hand, right? Speaking of money, a jury awarded nearly $9 million to families who claimed a former Grand Junction doctor used his own sperm to impregnate more than a dozen women using artificial insemination back in the 1980s.
Why'd he do that?
You know, there was some TV show that I was watching recently. I think it was a Fringe episode where a doctor did that.
Sounds like something you'd watch on the internet, honestly.
His name is Dr. Paul Brennan Jones out in Grand Junction. He lied to the women, told them he'd be using anonymous donations.
Anonymous seed. Anonymous.
The jury found Jones and his former practice liable for negligence and fraud.
Why was he doing that?
Well, I guess it's
what's
a problem.
What's the end game?
I guess it's a...
It's like a fetish thing? Or a,
I mean,
what's his end goal with that? To have a bunch of kids?
I don't know.
What's going through his mind this morning?
It would be interesting to sit down and say, why did you feel the need
to
do that? And he's not the first one to be accused of that. It's happened before.
It's a mental
thing. It's got to be a mental thing.
Yeah.
Either that or it's this thing.
I hate to say he got off on that, but what else can you say?
And, it could be also the kind of thing where he feels in his mind that he is of a superior breed.
He's in power.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I will,
what a weirdo.
Spread my seed.
What a weirdo.
One of the most iconic outfits in American movie history has been found after being misplaced for about 50 years. Jeremy, it is the blue and white checked gingham dress.
I thought they found that.
The young Judy Garland wore when she played Dorothy in the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz.
I thought they found that years ago.
Well, there's more than one.
Oh.
So one of the versions of this dress that she wore in the movie was assumed lost at Catholic University of America, where it had been given to someone in the drama department about 50 years ago. But the people at this university started cleaning out the clutter in some of the offices last year. There was just a bunch. They're like, we need to roll up our sleeves and get in and get all this clutter. And they found the dress stuffed into an old shoebox.
This is an old story.
Oh, well, I was just reading it on a news site this morning. Maybe
really?
The news part is that now it's going up for auction.
That's what it is. Because, I remember the story. We talked about this story months ago. They found it.
Well, now it's going
to
auction.
It's going to auction. Okay.
On May 24th, the pre-auction estimates show it could pull in as much as $1.2 million for a dress that was stuffed in a shoebox.
It's iconic. It's an iconic little dress.
And then the last thing I've got, speaking of Hollywood, Helen Mirren, I think she is a treasure. I'd like to say she's an American treasure, but she's not. She's from the UK. But People Magazine is putting out their annual Beautiful issue. I can't believe they can still get away with that, really.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
Doesn't seem right anymore.
Seem offensive. To the ugly people.
So, you and I will never be on the cover. Will we? Some people are saying they could not have picked a better cover model.
It's pretty cool.
76-year-old Helen Mirren, and she accepted that honor, even though she says, Jeremy, that she does not deserve it. She says, I never considered myself beautiful.
Didn't she say something about she wants to change it to, swagger?
She did.
If you got swagger.
She says, I think swagger means I'm confident in myself. I'm presenting myself to the world. I'm enjoying the world around me. I think what is called the beauty industry should be called the swagger industry.
I don't think she's got the term correct. Swagger is how you... It's a way you walk.
Listen, friend. This is Helen Mirren. She can define it any damn way she wants.
But it's wrong.
There was some...
Let me look.
I think it was Helen Mirren who once dated Liam Neeson back when they were both young actors or something.
All I know is she's in the Fast and Furious movies now, and she's great. Yeah, swagger is shown from how the person, well, handles a situation. There you go. Yeah. And it can be shown in the person's walk. You know, you got...
Yeah.
It's the way you
kind of... She's filled with confidence. I like her. I mean, every time I see interviews with her, I'm like, I love Helen Mirren. But that word swagger is on the cover, even, of the People.
Yeah. Do you like how I was acting out how you walk with swagger? Do you like that?
Sitting down?
Hey, we're on the radio. Can you see
sitting,
me?
While you're sitting? You're sitting with swagger?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's all stupid. What else is trending?
Here's what's trending locally. Rocky Mountain National Park's going to be increasing its one-day vehicle passes and camping fees. They announced this yesterday. To get into the park, it's going to be $30 now instead of $25. And to camp, it's going to be $35 a night versus $30. They're going to do this to help improve and maintain high-quality visitor services. Essentially, they're going to use it to get the toilets cleaned out a little bit faster, I would imagine. Because, they do mention custodial services, site maintenance, yada, yada, yada. So prices are going up, and good luck even getting in there to get a camping spot.
Are you going to try to take your camper out a little bit more often this summer? You only took it out like twice last year.
I think we did twice. Yeah, we've got hopefully three times this summer.
Why'd you buy that camper if you only going to use it two times a year?
Oh, the camper's a blast. That's right around what people do. Two, three, four times.
Oh, just rent a cabin somewhere.
The camper's a little more fun because you can visit different places. I guess you could with a cabin, too. But
yeah, you can drive places. You still have a car.
We'll probably sell it. You want to buy it? Today is National Superhero Day, created by Marvel back in 1995. Hooray.
Who's your favorite?
Hooray, nerds.
Who's your favorite?
It's a nerds day. I'm still going Superman. But he's not Marvel, is he? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's just Superhero Day. Superman. All day long. I grew up with the Christopher Reeves version of Superman, and he's always had a special place in my heart.
All right.
What about you?
I grew up reading Spider-Man comic books, and then in the last few years, I became a Deadpool fan. So Spider-Man and Deadpool. Otherwise, I'm not a superhero guy. I don't
like Iron Man. I know, you're not big into movies that are fun.
Oh, that's a great line.
Yeah, so we'll just...
Tom likes movies that
more,
are not fun.
More superhero movies for the rest of us. Hey, Lady Gaga's trending today. She wrote a new song for the new Top Gun movie, Top Gun Maverick, and it's called Hold My Hand.
Okay.
Wasn't that a Hootie and the Blowfish
Yeah,
song?
I'm wondering if she's covering Hootie.
I don't like this. Why is she stealing from Mr. Hootie? Anyway, she went online yesterday and talked about how great this song is. She says, I didn't even realize the multiple layers that spanned across the film's heart, my own psyche, the nature of the world we're living in. I've been working on it for years, perfecting it, trying to make it ours. It's a love song. It's a song that's a love letter to the world. That's the line right there that's kind of like, bleh.
So what she's saying is, world, I'm giving you this gift.
I hope when it comes out, it sounds a little bit like the Thomas the Tank Engine theme song, you know? So anyway, she's got a new song coming out. Whatevs. Tropicana, the orange juice company, just announced they're creating the first breakfast cereal that you're supposed to pour with orange juice instead of milk. They're calling it Tropicana Crunch. Which sounds like a stripper name or something.
Yeah.
But they said it's a honey almond cereal. It's a granola style, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, they're doing this so the flakes and everything in it don't get soggy too fast. And then you dump orange juice in it instead of milk, which people do this with cereal from time to time. It's a thing, right?
We worked with someone who used to do that all the time.
I don't like that idea at all, but I guess I'd be willing to try it.
They did it in front of us. We had to avert our eyes.
Yeah. They're releasing it for National Orange Juice Day next Wednesday. And, of course, you got to jump through hoops at the Tropicana website to get yourself some.
Yeah. So you can have
get
mine.
Get yourself some. And then real quick, I do want to tell you that Mother's Day is 10 days away. And if you're still looking to get mom a little something, of course, the Mother's Day polls are starting to trickle out.
And they're bogus.
And the number one gift for moms is just a giant load of horse crap. Mm-hmm. Homemade gifts came in at number one.
Yeah.
No mom out there wants a toilet paper roll that's designed like a butterfly or something from their kids.
They're just being nice.
Nobody wants that.
They're just being nice.
And then two is personalized gifts. So that's essentially...
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
They're just being nice.
And then three... Fruit arrangements?
Yeah. Listen.
Shut up, List.
The, you know, Moms could get chocolate. They could get wine. They could get a spa day. They could get a vacation. And supposedly, all the moms put those after homemade gifts. They're just being sweet. It's because moms are sweet, and they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Do you buy Gretchen a Mother's Day gift?
Nope.
Okay. I'm looking for one for Nick Nack. I know what she wants, but I can't find it anywhere. I don't know if I want to say it, but I do need some help trying to find it, because they're sold out everywhere. Maybe I'll say it. Nicole, if you're listening, turn down your radio. I want to find a Russell Wilson women's jersey, or like a long sleeve cool Russell
Wilson. Order it online.
Gone everywhere. Well, sold out.
What do you think? Do you think there's one person who's just gonna?
If somebody has a trunk full of these, reach out to me.
They got a trunk full of meat and steaks and ribs.
I need a jersey. This is Wilson. It's a female cut. Okay, I don't want a baggy dude's one.
Yeah,
female cut. So hook a brother up. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a stupid story this morning, but kind of fun too. A bunch of students at Georgia Tech created a 4.2-mile-long hopscotch course that stretches around the entire campus.
That's great.
They're waiting to hear from Guinness to confirm that it beat the old record of 4 miles.
Did they do it with chalk and everything?
Looks like chalk, yeah.
Hope it doesn't rain anytime soon.
I know. So anyway, check it out. It's kind of funny. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.